What about the insides of a chicken that you can eat, like the heart, liver, and gizzard? Do you have a name for all of those?
The liver and the gizzard, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
The liver and the gizzard. Mm-hmm. That's all. The mother part through it goes with the infant. Mm-hmm.
They say, do you have a name for liver and gizzard together? You say keep the something and throw out the entrance?
Well, the liver and the gizzard, I don't have a special name for it. I only know of any.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it. I go to the stove sometime and that's all I want. I want chicken liver and gizzard. Or I want just the gizzard alone. Yeah, mm-hmm. They sell it both ways. They have them put up in bags, in trays, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the barrel. What do you call the wooden pieces of the barrel?
The wooden pieces of the barrel, well, the name of that is, well, the only thing I know is staves.
Mm-hmm. What about the metal, or it might be wood, but it goes around the staves?
That's the hook.
The hook.
Call that the hook.
Mm-hmm. So you probably never got it this way, but if you got, or maybe you sold syrup or got lard or something in a large quantity.
Yeah.
What, you'd say you get a something of syrup or something of lard?
Well, they call it those cans that we buy, we call it lard can.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5 gallon sizes. All that I see and bought is 5 gallon sizes, lard cans. And then they used to have, in the beginning, they used to use lard tubs made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole of the same thing.
You mentioned grinding or milling the grain and the grits and everything. Did you have any set amount that you would say, well, this is the amount that you take for one day's milling?
Yeah, well, you have to notice that now. If you want to go to the mill, you know just about how long. Maybe you want to carry enough corn to the mill to last you a week. Or you say, well, I carry enough for 2 weeks. Well, you know just how much we use in a week. Well, you just carry that much. You see, and to the mill, and then the mill man, they take out his tool. Well, I know what he gonna take out.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got your grits and your meal, and you bring it on back home. Well, now, the older people, they take what they call a fanner. There's a basket about that big. I got one out there now, a small one. But that's made or handmade out of straw. It'll take that and do it around like that, and all that husk, it'll come up on the top, and they'll take it off.
Mm-hmm.
Take it off, and the meal will come out first. You see, and then leave the grits in, and they riddle it until they get that, all of that out, and put the grits on inside. But the mill that I went to last, when that, there's, you know, some kind of a grits here, and that thing was stinking red, and oh, good gosh, I couldn't eat it. My wife, she said, oh, Jeff, is this thing here? I said, well, I know what I'll do. She said, buy rice. I bought the rice. We had it for 3 days. We couldn't make it. There was no rice. I got one meal a day of rice. Is enough. No. Other than that, so then I asked old man Jim Todd, he's dead now, about this mill and where I could. He said, oh, he said, Jeff, he said, take it up there to Midway. He said, that man separate everything to himself. Well, I said, thank you. And I just took my cone and went on up there, and that mill separate the husk, the meal, and the grits, everything to itself. Yeah, and it just the same as come out the stove. And I love that meal better than I do the one out the stove. So I stayed with them that year. Well, then, after that year, then we got to getting a meal that we could eat, but then the grits was where I could eat it. But that first one, that thing was too strong and stink. I don't know what kind of corn is this. No, we couldn't make it.
If you had something in a bucket or